Turn to Revelation chapter 12. We've been talking about the works of the devil. Under four subtitles, the devil needs a place to work. He needs a door to enter, a person to yield, and a place to live. A place to work, a door to enter, a person to yield, and a place to work. Let's look at begin verse 7 of chapter 12. Revelation. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Prevail not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. What a magnificent verse. I love that one. Prevailed not. The devil cannot prevail if you walk with the Lord, if you walk in the light of his word. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. What I want you to notice in verse 7, it says the dragon fought and his angels. And then in verse 9, it says his angels, talking about the devil's angels, were cast out with him. The devil doesn't work alone. We talked about the devil needs a place to work. Jesus said he came to destroy the works of the devil. That tells us the devil's working. We also have the testimony of Paul in several places. In Ephesians 2:2, he says the devil is working in the disobedient. And then in Ephesians 6, it talks about the wiles of the devil, which is a word we don't use too much, the strategies, the schemes. And then to the church at Corinth, he talked about the devices of the devil. So the devil is working. He has plans. He has strategies. He has schemes. He has wiles. The good news is you can recognize him and his onslaught because he doesn't change. What he did to Eve, he's still doing today, trying to point us to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life. Those are his three main fortes. And those are the things that he tries to destroy us with. Do you see here in this passage, verse 9, it says he deceives the whole world. When you're deceived, you think you have the truth, but you don't. You're positive you know the truth, and yet you don't have the truth. If you knew you didn't have the truth, you wouldn't be deceived. You just would embrace a lie, knowingly embrace a lie. But the devil tries to deceive, and that's what he did. The word in Genesis, he beguiled Eve, which means he tricked her, he deceived her. On these same grounds, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. And we've covered those three in previous lessons. I want you to see that the devil has angels and he doesn't work alone. He has a team that work with him. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Now we don't know how many, but we know there are many. Because the scripture says in this same chapter that one third of the angels fell with Satan. Satan was a created being. He was perfect, the scripture says, in all his ways from the day he was created. And then he rebelled against Almighty God. He says, I'll exalt my throne above the stars. It means he had a realm of authority. He had a divine assignment in his perfection, something he was supposed to do and accomplish. And then he decided to promote himself. He said, I'll move my throne to the sides of the north. That's the house and home of God. So he had been in the place of God, in the presence of God, and knew something about the power of God, because it said he had been among the stones of God, and stones that were his construction stones. So he had been where God was. He knew something about God's power. He had been in God's home, but he's cast out because of his rebellion. And when he was cast out, since he was cast out because of his beauty and his pride over his beauty, there wasn't anything created that was more beautiful than the devil. Can you imagine? When I look in the mirror, one thing I know, I'll never fall to pride over my beauty. Been tempted in other ways, but that just doesn't happen to be one that'll trip me up. But he fell, and he took one third of the angels with him. Well, the scripture is clear, there's an innumerable company of angels. So there's plenty of his team here. He has a great team. He has a great number of people, spirits working for him. And they're out to kill, steal, and destroy. They're out to deceive you. Now, if you look at Ephesians chapter 6, this is the writing of the Apostle Paul. Let me get over where you are. Verse 12. We wrestle not. Well, verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The strategies are schemes. No, he has plans. He's working. He's not idle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Sometimes we think people are against us, but it's actually the spirit that prompts the people. Don't look at the people. Look at the spirit. The people are free of the spirit. They won't be hassling you. Against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is reference to the devil's team. He's highly organized.